Consider this past weekend a dry run. Dry in spite of all the rain. Tropical Storm Erica never made it to the Bay Area, but emergency officials spent much of last week urging Floridians to get ready. And they say the best time to do that is when there is no storm bearing down on you. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports on one of the easiest and most important things you can do to get ready before you find yourself in that warning cone.
Dr. Theo Tsai is a chief medical officer for health insurance company Humana. He's also lived through several hurricanes.
I remember the worst one for me was in the Bahamas, where I was on the first floor, and Nassau typically floods a lot. Being there alone in the apartment by myself and basically not having access to anything brings home the point that it is important to prepare. I mean, something as simple as water. Thank God I had a gallon of water there, but if that storm had lasted a little bit longer, I don't know what I would have done.
It took that storm to get him to do things differently.
I used to say, why do people rush to the supermarkets when there's a storm coming? But after that, I used to be the first person in line.
He says for people with chronic medical conditions, getting everything ready also means figuring out what to do if you have medical devices that you need to plug in or medications you need to keep cold.
If you stay at home and there is a loss of electricity, your refrigerator obviously cannot keep the temperatures that are required to make sure that your medication doesn't go to waste.
Since power outages can impact ventilators and other devices, Dr. Tsai recommends evacuating out of the area with friends or family, or registering for your county's special needs shelter.
Individuals would have to meet certain medical criteria in order to register.
Keely Smith is the special needs shelter coordinator for Hillsborough County.
Individuals that require assistance with medications, that are on electrically dependent equipment for their medical conditions, individuals on oxygen, or individuals that require daily assistance from nursing personnel.
Each Florida county has a registration form, available online or by calling the county health department or sheriff.
If you have not pre-registered, then you'll have to go through a triage process where the nurses will have to determine whether or not you qualify. And then you'll have to get registered and provide the registration desk all of your information. So pre-registration definitely makes the process of arriving at the shelter much easier.
And is there anything that you can think of that maybe isn't immediately obvious to people that they need to think about as they get ready?
Yeah, actually, one question that we get a lot is about medical records, and that's a very important thing. If you have medical records, you need to make sure you make copies of those. If you evacuate, make sure that they're in your emergency supplies that you take with you. If you come to a shelter, you need to make sure to bring those with you. People don't think about, you know, trying to recreate 80 years of medical history.
As part of any evacuation plan, whether you're going to a shelter or elsewhere, you need to make sure you bring your medications with you. Sylvia Smith of Disability Rights Florida says a state law passed in 2006 allows for early prescription refills under certain emergency circumstances.
If your county is under a hurricane warning or is part of a state of emergency in Florida by executive order of the governor, or your county has activated its emergency operations center, the insurance companies are required by Florida law to remove any barrier to you receiving an early refill for your medication.
Smith says that because of this law, her organization no longer gets complaints from people who say they had trouble getting an early prescription refill to put in their hurricane emergency kit. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
We are just now approaching the peak of hurricane season. It doesn't end until November 30th. Get more important storm prep tips at WUSFnews.org.